You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming from the Opening Market Report to the Closing Market Report and everything in between, posted not long after it airs on our radio stations. In fact, you can listen live as well at WILLAG.org. There you'll also find our Will Ag calendar. The only event left for the winter meeting season is next Tuesday. That's report day. The grain stocks and acreage figures will be released at 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning. And that evening, we'll be in Sherman, Illinois, to go through those with Jackie Vakes and Mike Zuzlow at the Farm Credit Illinois building, 1200 Old Tipton School Road, right next to the rail golf course in Sherman. Peoria Road, Route 66, you may know it as a whole bunch of places it's easy to get to in Sherman, Illinois, the Farm Credit Illinois building. The door is open for registration at 5:30, and you can still come even if you haven't signed up. Dinner is at 6 o'clock and then 6:30. Jackie and Mike and I will take the stage, and we'll answer all of your questions about the USDA reports and what's next for corn, soybeans, wheat, and all the rest of the commodities you're interested in. Please do visit our website and find all the details at willag.org. Look for the calendar. Now up next, your weekend weather forecast with Jim Angel from the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute.
Despite some warm days, March is shaping up to be about 2 degrees below average. Precipitation varies widely across the state. The southern third of the state has received 4 to 8 inches of precipitation, and that's rain with the water content of any snow, while central Illinois has received 2 to 4 inches, and northern Illinois has received less than 2 inches. The Water Survey's climate network shows that soil moisture is close to saturation from 2 to 20 inches deep. I saw several places in the last week with water standing on the lower ends of fields. The 2-inch soil temperatures have been matching the air temperatures closely. Daytime highs are in the 40s and 50s while dropping close to freezing in northern Illinois and in the 30s and 40s elsewhere at night. According to the National Weather Service, temperatures will start to warm as we move into April. Highs on Saturday will be in the 30s and 40s. Sunday morning could be the coldest morning of the week with lows in the 20s across the state. Highs on Sunday will be in the 40s and 50s. Monday morning lows will range from the 30s in northern Illinois to about 40 in southern Illinois. Monday's highs will be in the 50s and 60s. There is a chance of rain on Sunday and Monday. For the rest of the week, highs will be in the 60s and maybe even the 70s, while lows will be in the 30s and 40s. A major system is moving through the region on Wednesday and Thursday, bringing with it a chance of rain. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
And thanks, Jim. That's Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute. You, of course, are listening to agricultural programming from WillAg.org and Illinois Public Media.